At first glance, the Church of Barkut appears to be a quiet historical building. But like the church in Seelistadt, it is the result of many changes over several centuries. The original church dates back to the Middle Ages. The tower comes from the 13th to 15th centuries and still preserves its old form. The church did not remain unchanged. Especially in the 19th century, an important turning point occurred. The old nave was demolished and replaced by a new building. The community deliberately chose to renew and enlarge the church instead of simply repairing it. The interior also continued to develop. At the beginning of the 20th century, the old organ was moved to Seelistadt and a new one was installed in its place, filling the entire space with sound. This shows that the community had once again become stable enough to invest in the furnishing and design of the church. The tower served not only religious purposes, but also had a practical function. As an elevated point, it offered a view over the village and the surrounding area. Its walls are so thick that part of the narrow staircase is built directly into the tower wall itself. Anyone standing above could more easily defend against enemies who had to climb the tower one behind another in single file. Unlike some of the larger fortified churches, Barkut is not a massively expanded fortress complex, and that is exactly what makes it interesting. Here, one can recognize a gradual adaptation to the needs of the time rather than one large unified defensive plan. Nevertheless, there are clear indications that protection was also important here. The compact and closed construction, together with the elevated position of certain elements, shows that security played a role, even if not as strongly as in other places. But above all, the church was the center of village life. This was where the community gathered, where important events were celebrated, and where communal life took place. And that is exactly why the church was repeatedly altered, not out of architectural ambition, but because it was needed. With the upheavals of the 20th century, war, emigration and social change, the church also lost part of its original function. The congregation became smaller and many things changed. Today, the Church of Barkut stands as a witness to this development. Perhaps less spectacular than other fortified churches, but precisely for that reason a good example of how a community worked over long periods of time with the means available to it.